Stephen Curry, Warriors shut down Red Hot Bucks, 125-90 win. San Francisco, first, Draymond Green defended Giannis Antetokounmpo. Jonathan Kuminga got a few chances, then Golden State coach Steve Kerr turned to rookie Tracy Jackson Davis for a stretch. Jackson Davis had studied the Bucks' big man and his tendencies, how he drives left and spins back right, then attacks the basket. Back at full strength for the first time in months, Golden State gave Antetokounmpo all kinds of looks while showing off its depth and talented bench. Stephen Curry had 29 points, Kuminga scored 20, and the Warriors ran away from Milwaukee for a 125-90 win on Wednesday night, handing the Bucks their first defeat since the All-Star break. "He's a great player, he's a load to guard. Props to our defense, we tried to contain him," Jackson Davis said. "I've never faced anyone like him having the length like that." After trailing by 20 at halftime, Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard led a 19-5 run to start the third and get the Bucks back in it, but Curry, who also had 8 rebounds and 5 assists, went to work again. Jackson Davis had 15 points along with 4 of Golden State's season-high 13 blocked shots to match his own career high. Kuminga swatted another 3. Antetokounmpo, who missed Monday night's win at home against the Clippers because of left Achilles tendonitis, had 23 points and 7 rebounds after he was questionable coming into the game. "It takes a village to guard that guy, and we needed everybody for sure," Kerr said. Lillard finished with 20 points with 5 three-pointers and 6 assists in his first game back at Chase Center since being traded by the rival Trailblazers to the Bucks last October. Bobby Portis also scored 20 for the Bucks. Green had 2 late three-pointers and wound up with 12 points, while Klay Thompson contributed 10 points off the bench as the Warriors led 78-58 at halftime, their biggest lead at intermission this season. Milwaukee had a league-best defensive rating since the All-Star break but was handed its first loss in that span after winning 6 in a row out of the break, holding opponents below 110 points during that stretch and under 100 in 4 of those contests. "I really didn't think this was our defense, I thought it was our offense," coach Doc Rivers said. "I didn't think we played solid offense all night." The Bucks missed a chance to tie their best winning streak of the season at 7, accomplished from December 11th, -23. Milwaukee had won 8 of 10 and beat the Warriors at home 129-118 on January 13. Golden State started 11 for 16 with Curry hitting his first 5 shots with 2 threes, and the Warriors scored 40 points in the opening quarter for the second time this season, their 9th 40-point quarter overall. Their 15 points in the third matched a season low for any quarter. Golden State outscored the Bucks 32-9 in the fourth. The Bucks hadn't been held to 9 or fewer points in any quarter since scoring just 8 in the first against Miami on December 22, 2018. And hadn't been limited to 9 or fewer in the final period since scoring 9 against Toronto on February 2, 2015, according to the Elias Sports Bureau. The Warriors bounced back after losing 140-88 in Boston on Sunday, with Curry going 2 of 13 and 0 for 9 on three-pointers. Golden State forward Andrew Wiggins returned from a 4-game absence to deal with a family matter and played just 14 minutes as the Warriors won for the 14th time in 18 games. During a second quarter timeout, the Warriors recognized former general manager Bob Myers as he worked the broadcast, with his 3 daughters taking part in the festivities. Up next, Bucks continue their 4-game California trip against the Lakers in Los Angeles on Friday night. Warriors host Bulls on Thursday night to complete a home-home back-to-back. By Janie McCauley.